Yes, Virginia, there is a lake in the Avon River. Victoria Lake. On the first map from 1828, the location of Stratford is marked as Appin. The next map shows the town's name as Little Thames, and the river running through the town was also known as the Thames. Thomas Mercer Jones, a Canada land agent, was attributed as renaming the town Stratford on Avon and renaming the river the Avon. Every river has a delta, and Avon's is in Northeast Hope Township, Perth East, Concession 2. Its banks at one time were abounded by gorgeous evergreens, cedars, hemlock and elm. Brook trout and other fish were abundant in its crystal spring-fed waters. In Stratford, tributaries Romeo and Erie Creek, which crosses Erie Strait no less than 7 times, joined Sharman's Creek and emptied into the Avon. These creeks are now part of the sewer system. Aqueducts are cemented over with buildings built over them. The Canada Company recognized the geographical location as being an important site. A wooden bridge was built over the Avon, Huron Road, and a wooden dam built just beyond it. They built a sawmill in 1832 on the south side of the river. In 1834, a grist mill was built by John Sebring. The waterway was called the Mill Pond. A new syndicate purchased the lake from the owner, Mr. Mowat. The Victoria Lake Syndicate was composed of local capitalists headed by Malcolm McFarlane, John Corey, A.J. Bailey, Judge J.P. Woods and G.G. McPherson. This group was responsible for the newly structured dam and then was known as the Dam Syndicate. Their interests were also in the gas works and commenced to manufacture gas and electricity, leasing the water privileges to the gas company for 40 years at $600 a year. They leased the ice privileges to the Deakin Ice Company for $400 a year. In 1904, the Parks Board, after many negotiations, purchased Victoria Lake, including all the land covered by water, which included all the ice and water privileges, for $10,000. When the river was dredged to make Victoria Lake, where did the dirt go? It went to the property owned by John Brown, Caledonia Street. The soil was free, but Mr. Brown had to pay for the hauling of it to his property. It took several days to accomplish, and when completed it raised the property by 1 foot from Caledonia Street to Charles Street. Of course, the disposing of unwanted items such as old bottles, weeds and other items thrown into the river was a downfall. The river was always a busy place. Boys would play hooky from school and catch crabs under the overflow of the dam, as no one could see them there. There were boats on the river from the time the dam was built by the Canada Company. The first organized club, the Stratford Boat Club, started in 1845 with just one boat. Members could use this boat, obeying strict regulations for its use. New shareholders were charged £1.10 to join. Approximately $155 today. Meetings were held in the Shakespeare Inn. In 1864, a second group, the Avon Boat Club, was organized. This group kept the river clear of any obstructions. They built landings on both sides of the river, and there was a charge of 5 cents one way. They organized regattas every year, both on Victoria Day and Dominion Day, July 1, which usually consisted of small oar-propelled boats having been built by their owners. The Mayflower, the Jessica, the Merrimack, Swan of Avon, the Maple Leaf and Happy Jack, to name a few. Steamboats were used on the Avon River in about 1877. William Jeffrey built a 17-foot paddle-wheeler called Firefly. D. Nicol also produced a 12-footer, Dreadnought. The Great Steamboat Race was decided to be held during the Victoria Day Regatta, racing from the dam to the island and back. Mayor Daly offered prize money for the winner of the race. News of a third entry came as a surprise to the men. A young man from Baden, Adam Beck, decided to enter his steam paddle wheeler Water Lily into the race. He shipped his boat from Baden to Stratford via train. After his competitors broke down, he won the race. A return challenge was held again on Dominion Day, and Beck readily won again. In 1887, a new steamer, City of Stratford, was used to transport passengers to different landings along the river. It was found the smokestack was too tall to pass under Waterloo Bridge. Council decided to pay $220 to raise the bridge, as the steamer was an asset to the city. What would be a river without swimming, and swimming citizens did. Diving and swimming contests were held frequently. A bathhouse for changing or renting a swimsuit was located on the north side of the river. No swimming on Sundays was a by-law. In 1932, during the Old Boys' Reunion, it was advertised in the newspaper the coming of some great Canadian swimmers. Races for men and separate races for women. There was $2,000 in prize money to be won. The lake is still being enjoyed with rides on paddle boats and the Juliet III. The author notes research was done through 1904, 1932 Beacon Herald newspapers and Flood Tides of Fortune, Adelaide Leach.